that was when everything dies, from damn to downfalls, slavery for you. I would like to provide a report on the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. Today, the team added goalie Gabe Gratton to its non-conference squad. Gratton played the last four seasons in the Alberta Junior Hockey League's Fort McMurray Oil Barons team, followed by the British Columbia Hockey League's Black Vault Bulldogs. Gratton, who stands at 5 feet 10 inches or 178 centimeters, posted 11 goals against average, 894 save percentage over 114 regular season games, and went 8-7 in the
In collaboration with the Nova Scotia Cooperative Council and supported by Desjardins, Cooperatives and Mutuals Canada is honored to host the annual CMC Congress June 11 to 13th at the Halifax Convention Center in Nova Scotia. Under this year's theme of Navigating Change Together, join us for thought-provoking plenaries and participate in interactive workshops and breakout sessions. To learn more or register, please visit www.canada.coop now.
Now I'd like to shift gears to the Northwest League, where the Vancouver Canadiens play at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. There were four games on April 20th, including a doubleheader. The host Hillsboro Hops tripled City Dust Devils 3-1 at Ron Talkin Field in Hillsboro, Oregon. The Spokane Indians doubled up the visitors Everett Echo Sox 6-3 at Avista Stadium in Spokane, Washington. And the host Eugene Emeralds tripled up the Vancouver Canadiens 3-1 in Game 1, but the visitors bounced back with a 7-5 win in Game 2 at PK Park in Eugene, Oregon, where each team went 7 innings instead of 9. On April 21st, Tri-City blinded Hillsboro 9-3, Everett defeated Spokane 5, and Eugene edged Vancouver 2-1. Two venue changes occurred on April 23rd. Everett exercised the host Tri-City 15-2 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. Eugene tripled up the visitors Hillsboro 6-2 in an all-Oregon matchup at PK Park, and Spokane blanked the host Vancouver 4-0 in Rodgefield Stadium. On April 24th, Tri-City grounded Everett 8-4, Hillsboro edged Eugene 3-2 in 10 innings, and Spokane shaded Vancouver 5-4. April 25th, Spokane at Vancouver was rained out, Everett tripled up Tri-City 6-2, and Eugene scored 4 runs in the bottom of 10th to stun Hillsboro 7-6. Two games are on tap tonight, as Spokane and Vancouver was rained out for the second straight day, this time for a doubleheader. Everett continues in Pasco against Tri-City at 6:35, while Hillsboro resumes in Eugene at 7:05. All times are Pacific.
We had food growing up, and we were used to being able to eat, but then all of a sudden, we needed that help. That's why the food bank is here. They're here to help you, and they're here to help you.
The food bank is for anyone who needs one. Visit the food bank near you to help and be helped.
Here are the current standings in the West League, which is in the first half. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, are first at 14-4. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, are second at 13-4. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, are third at 7-10. The Hillsboro Hops, an affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, are fourth at 7-11. There is a two-way tie for the fifth and last, where the Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, are 6 and 12, much like the Tri-City Dust Devils, also 6 and 12.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Now I'd like to talk about the Surrey Police transition at this time. It has been a very polarizing issue for Surrey, the second largest and fastest growing city in British Columbia for over the last 6 years. The then mayor, Doug McCallum, pursued a Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15, 2022. However, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19, 2023. However, Locke hasn't given up her fight to keep the Surrey RCMP. On October 13th, Surrey filed a petition to the BC Supreme Court for a judicial review of the BC government's decision. The BC government responded on October 16th as Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, tabled legislation in the BC Legislature in Victoria, which are amendments to the BC Police Act, i.e., Bill C-36, 2023, Police Amendment Act, 2023, where a key change is, municipalities need to complete police transition plans approved by the Ministry of Public Safety and Solicitor General, which directly targets Surrey. On October 25th, the BC Police Amendment Act passed a third reading with 56 for and 27 against. One day later, BC's Police Amendment Act became law after it received royal assent, as BC's Lieutenant Governor Janet Austin approved the law on October 26th. On November 16th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, appointed Mike Sir, former Abbotsford Police Chief who retired last fall, as the Administrator of the Surrey Police Board, suspended all 8 members of the Surrey Police Board, and removed Brenda Locke, the Surrey Mayor, as the SP Mayor. Surrey launched a second petition on November 20th, this time challenging if the BC Police Amendment Act 2023 is constitutional. 10 days later, Mike Sir, the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, in the first meeting as the SPB administrator, said he approved a provisional budget for the Surrey Police Service in 2024, which he forwarded to the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke and Council the same day. On December 11th, Jazz Johal, a show host for CKNW, tweeted a picture of a pedestal board between Sydney and 176th Street blasting the Surrey Police Service with the slogan, NDP Police Transition Will Cost You More, with the last capital letters. On the Middleworth 3 claims, A, $466 million over the next 10 years, B, massive double-digit tax increase, and C, less for schools, health, and transit. At the bottom of the sign, it says, find more at ndpsurreytax.ca and paid for by the City of Surrey, which explicitly states the Mayor Locke and her council, led by her Surrey Connect, are using the Surrey taxpayers' money for their crusade to keep the Surrey RCMP, despite talks across Canada to get the RCMP out of contract policing. On December 12th, Janet Brown of Global News reported that Surrey is spending around $500,000 for its educational campaign against the Surrey Police Service, according to the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke, who added the campaign pales in comparison to transitioning from the Surrey RCMP to SPS. On January 11th, the Surrey Police Union revealed that Surrey City rejected paying 10. Surrey and SPB traded barbs on January 16th as the Mayor Locke publicized on the city website that the SPS went over budget as it spent $75.4 million in 2023, a budget overrun of $26.7 million, including 100 officers not on the front line, justifies the city's refusal to pay 10 officers. 10 officers in December as civic budgets cannot run deficits, and trashed the BC NDP government for imposing the expense of Surrey Police Service to the residents. The Surrey Police Board countered on the same day, on January 16, 2024, as the SPB Administrator Mike Sir claimed the following. Service makes 30% of officers deployed to keep Surrey safe. The SPB, with Locke as its chair, submitted the SPS 2023 original budget of $157.6 million to Surrey City, but the city slashed the SPS budget by 70% to $48.8 million as Surrey planned to kill the SPS and keep the Surrey RCMP. After Minister Farnworth's decision in 2023, the SPS and city officials agreed to a $75 million budget for the SPS in 2023, but rejected the revised 2023 budget. The Surrey Police Union also chimed in against Locke's claims in their own press release, as the SPU president Rick Stewart wrote that Surrey's 2023 police budget assumed the following. The Surrey RCMP would remain the police of jurisdiction, and the SPS would last until July 2023. But even after Minister Farnworth ordered Surrey to continue with the policing transition, Surrey City refused to adjust the budget. Furthermore, Stewart pointed out that Surrey's 2023 third quarter financial report had a policing surplus of $19 million, on top of $83 million for severance had the SPS dissolved, being allocated for future expenses, which has ballooned Surrey's plus to a total of $2 million with a $330 million budget. On January 25th, Mike Sir, the Surrey Police Board's administrator, released the SPS 2024 budget in a press conference, which was submitted to Surrey City on November 30th, 2023. With the SPS having 215 officers deployed at the time, $105 million were requested, which is 42% of the policing funds available, and a total of $337 million. 480 officers, which would increase the total of SPS officers to 526, 67% of all Surrey police officers by the end of 2024, with Surrey's targeted number at 785. The SPS budget numbers were developed with Jessica McDonald, Strategic Implementation Advisor, and Deloitte, an independent accounting firm, assumed the Surrey RCMP will ramp down. Mike, BC's Safety Minister and Solicitor General, during a press conference later on, said if Surrey doesn't agree, the Director of Police Services will make a decision based on submissions from the city and police. The Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke responded later on January 25th, as she claimed that the suggestion the transition would go forward without residents forced to pay more is disingenuous and exposes lack of knowledge and due diligence by the BC NDP government, according to her press release on the Surrey City website. On February 3rd, Bob Mackin reported a deep look at Surrey's fight against the SPS on multiple outlets, where Surrey's city manager Rob Costanzo signed with Kirk & Co., a Vancouver agency, on November 22, 2022. Kirk & Co. was contracted to be paid a minimum $100,000 in Surrey's $500K campaign against the BC NDP and SPS. Between October 30th and December 15th, 2023, Surrey paid out $2,000, with just under $90,000 to Kirk & Co. and over $20,000 for Patterson Outdoor, among other things. Among the 19 people in Kirk & Co. is Mike McDonald, who is the ex-husband of Jessica McDonald as the Chief Strategic Officer, the first and the last Chief of Staff for the BC Liberal Premier Chrissy Clark between 2011 and 2017. Jessica McDonald, on the other hand, was hired by Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, last summer on a two-year contract totaling $500,000. March 6, in their meeting agenda, the SPB revealed the total expenditures of the SPS last year, which was tallied over $75.763 million, 0.4%, which the SPB online 2 days later on March 8th on their Twitter page, when the SPS also announced four of its recruits graduating from the JIBC, Justice Institute of British Columbia, Police Academy. On March 26th, according to the Courts of British Columbia, BC Supreme Court Justice Kevin Liu rejected the SPU's application as an intervener in Surrey's legal challenge against the BC government directing Surrey to continue with the SPS, citing the SPU's application as an intervener will expand the case between Surrey City and the BC government and order the SPU to pass to Surrey. The decision was released one day later, on March 27th, when Vancouver Province and Sun's Suzanne Lazarek reported the SPU's decision. The article also mentioned there were 220 SPS officers working for the Surrey RCMP, which has around 515 officers. On April 4th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, introduced further amendments to the BC Police Act to municipal police management, where local governments with municipal police forces can choose one representative each. Members of each local police board can elect chair and vice chair. Currently, the mayor of each municipality with their own police force is the chair, except Surrey, as Farnworth removed Brenda Locke last November due to allegations of her obstructing the Surrey Police Service. Also, the police complaint commissioner can call public hearings during misconduct investigations, do systemic reviews, and lead investigations into police complaint causes, contributing factors, as part of Bill 17. On April 9th, the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke proposed a budget of 7% property tax increase, which did not factor in the cost of the Surrey police transition. Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, told reporters in the BC legislature that Surrey actually approached the BC government in January, revealed the additional offer to be $100 million over 5 years, to a total of $250 million over the next decade, and the deadline at 4 p.m. However, Surrey rejected the offer shortly after 3 p.m., less than an hour to the deadline, according to a BC government press release, where Farnworth also responded that $150 million will be used to complete the transition, and announced there will be a date for the change in command. Locke responded, as the Surrey Council rejected the BC government's offer, citing the province failing to develop a plan and a transition end date. However, several Surrey City Councilors, Linda Annis of the Surrey First, along with Mandy Negra and Doug Elford, both with the Save Surrey Coalition, vocally opposed the city's decision. Three events occurred on April 22nd. The SPS tweeted out their updated employee numbers to 428, where a link also provided 367 officers and 61 civilian employees. Also on April 22nd, the Surrey City Council approved a 6% property tax increase, one in the roads and tax levy, on top of higher utility fees, where Mayor Brenda Locke and her Surrey Connect councilors voted for, with four other councilors against. Annis of the Surrey First commented, "The tax increase is actually 10.5% overall, given a 3.5% bump in utility," according to Tom Zatarek of Surrey Now Leader. Furthermore, the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke tweeted the following: "Certain fundings were not pursued due to the SPS spending 22 over its budget. Surrey's General Manager of Finance claimed no committed funding from the province has been received and repeated if Surrey continues with the SPS, it will cost at least $500 million in the next decade." The backlash was swept the next day on April 23rd. The Surrey Crime Prevention Society, which will be celebrating 40 years this year, tweet fund was cut by $330,000, followed by the Surrey Police Board meeting tweeting out they were funded for half of 2023. During the afternoon of April 23, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, announced the Surrey Police Service will become Surrey's police jurisdiction on November 29, 2024. There will be no federal or provincial legislative changes required. RCMP and SPS officers will work under a collaborative agreement and provide a notice to Surrey to end the Municipal Police Unit Agreement, i.e. Surrey RCMP. The SPS Chief Norm Lipinski, who mentioned 367 officers and 61 employees within, will ramp up higher. Dwayne McDonald, the RCMP Deputy Commissioner, acknowledged work between the federal public ministry and provincial government. The RCMP will provide assistance until the transition completes, where BC RCMP officers will be working with the SPS. The Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke fired back later on April 23rd on a press release as she was to go off Farnworth's target date when the SPS will become Surrey's POJ on November 29th, 2024, due to lack of details, and further pointed out that substantial plans have never been completed. On April 24th, Mike Farnworth spoke to CKNW's Siki Semisera, where he claimed Surrey approached the BC government but attached several conditions and ultimately rejected $50 million for the SPS. Then the Surrey mayor, Bundalock, followed up with a bombshell in another press release claiming the Deloitte report commissioned by the BC government, which Surrey requested last year, only got it on April 24th, revealed the SPS will cost Surrey taxpayers a whopping $750 million over the next 10 years, far greater than Surrey's estimates of $464 million. The $150 million cost for the SPS is with 958 officers as POJ, and with two-person vehicles, $45 million annually more than keeping the Surrey RCMP, according to Surrey's press release. Jas Johol of CKNW tweeted several pictures of the Deloitte report, which outlined three scenarios. A, keeping the Surrey RCMP with 734 officers. B, the SPS with 700. And C, the SPS with 900 officers with two-person vehicles. The SPS quickly responded on Twitter with its updated numbers of 367 sworn officers and 61. A link provided a detailed breakdown of 367 sworn officers. Trevor Dinwiddie of the National Police Federation, the RCMP Union, spoke to Joe Bennett of CKNW, admitted he was caught off guard by Mike Farmer's announcement the previous day where the Surrey RCMP will end and BC Provincial RCMP officers, who are also represented by the MPF, will work with and help the SPS. Dinwiddie, a 20-year officer in North Surrey, was baffled by the claim that officers work with municipal police forces in emergency situations and can move Surrey RCMP officers to other parts of the Lower Mainland federal policing, but hasn't faced where RCMP officers work with a municipal police force in a long term. Brenda Locke had a press conference during the afternoon of April 24th, where she blasted the BC government for lack of transparency on the SPS. However, according to Gordon Hoekstra of the Vancouver Sun, Locke's comparisons are not apples to, as she compared 734 officers with 900 SPS officers, as Deloitte used 900 for the SPS, as the province quoted a number as Surrey's authorized strength. SPS and Surrey RCMP was shown to be a $30 million gap, with the SPS being higher. The Surrey RCMP's authorized strength is now 843, works together with the SPS during the transition. Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, dismissed the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke's comparison as disingenuous, claimed that one can compare 734 versus 900 officers. The unredacted report was provided by the BC government to Surrey as the two will square off in the BC Supreme Court on April 29th. Several events occurred yesterday on April 25th. The Surrey Police Union responded to the Surrey Mayor Brenda Law's claims on Twitter. A, two-person vehicles are for critical incidents, about 40% of total calls, such as domestic violence and gang situations. B, with two officers, emergency situations can de-escalate more effectively, which improves safety for officers, improves results for victims, witnesses. And C, two-person vehicles mean less cars on the road. For yesterday's SPB meeting, its administrator Mike Sir provided a statement where he said Surrey will become the largest city in BC. No discussions about the number of officers needed at the transition date. The Surrey Mayor Locke compared 734 RCMP officers versus 900 SPS officers. If the SPS needs 900 officers, so would the RCMP. Two-person vehicles decrease cars on the road, not officers, and the SPS was not over budget in 2023, as Surrey used a wind-down budget for the SPS, where the last 4 months of 2023 did not fund the yesterday, Surrey provided another news release where its Mayor Locke disputed Mike Farmer's claims and attached the report, the Deloitte report, in the news release where it has three scenarios of Surrey's policing. Today, Gordon Hoekstra of Vancouver Sun reported that the BC RCMP vacancy rate of over 20%, using the numbers provided by the Deputy Commissioner, Dwayne McDonald, where unfilled positions are at 9 to 9.5%, 6,600 positions, with another 13.5% of officers are on leave, nearly 1,000, with 70 7,350 authorized positions. McDonald claimed that BC is benefiting from 250 officers who retired last year from an annual high of 350, and 92 officers have been hired through the RCMP training program from BC. The RCMP provides federal, provincial, and municipal policing in 140 municipalities, including Burnaby and Surrey. McDonald also added 587 Surrey RCMP officers will be replaced, where 90% of Surrey RCMP officers who have moved have stayed in BC. Next Monday, on April 29th, BC government and Surrey will square off in the BC Supreme Court on Surrey's legal challenge against the BC government directing the city to continue with the SBS. Thank you for listening to episode Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host. Coming up at 4, it is Voice of the North.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
收听的是90.1 FM。来自于 Burnaby Mountain 的 CJSF 电台。
CJSF News Break。
各位听众您好，现在是